Man, wait a minute. Hold on a second. I didn't answer the text today. I think I need to do a little segment here to answer, because a lot of you out there, you work
hard.
There
is no station manager saying you have to get off the air.
Yeah, I don't have to get off the
air. You know what I'm saying?
We run the show.
We run this. We control this.
We run this bitch. Hey, so
shall you continue, please?
Yes, I am.
And answer some texts.
Yeah, let me answer a text and complete the fourth hour, actually, of the program. Practically is what we're going to do here on it. But anyway, let's see what we have here, because we've got a lot of texts that are coming in. Let's see. Looking forward to meeting you in a couple weeks at the fan club weekend. Thank you. Oh, yes. That'll be November 2nd, I believe, over at the stadium. No, over at Bow Campers. NorCal is going to have an event over there, and I will be there. So if you're going to that Dolphin event at Bow Campers on November, I think it's November 2nd. NorCal, if you're listening, correct me if I'm wrong. But yes, there's no doubt that I'll be there.
I didn't remember being told about this. We got to be somewhere on November 2nd.
Well, I don't think we're broadcasting. We might just go to hang out.
That's...
I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know.
We have a problem hanging out. We go all the way to Fort Myers to go to a concert. I think we can go up to Pembroke Pines.
Yeah.
You know, hang out at Bow Campers.
What are your thoughts on people saying Miami Dolphins should trade Rosen and have Fitzpatrick back up next year to help groom and mentor whatever QB they draft in the upcoming draft? I personally think that makes zero sense. Rosen should be back and compete with whatever QB is drafted. Don't want to give a rookie QB the same treatment they gave Tannehill and gift-wrapped him the starting position. I'm with you there. I would keep Rosen to compete. But what he did today to Rosen tells me that he has a very low opinion of Rosen. I'm not a big fan of what he did today. I think it makes zero sense. What's up, Big O? It's great to have you back, mi hermano. So like you, I am getting excited about Tyler Hero. It's not hard to. The question I have for you is it easy to spot a bust early in their career as it is to spot a star? As everyone knows, the Dolphins have drafted many busts in their time, and in my opinion, it's pretty easy to tell early on that they were going to be a bust in Charles Harris. I've been telling you since last year, since year one heading into Bustville. However, can be said the same thing about a spotting star. Well, listen, people are saying the same thing about Raekwon McMillan, and now in year three, he's playing well. So you never really know, but sometimes you do see a guy and you say, he's got that it factor. And maybe that's Tyler Hero. I'll never forget how you talked about Dwayne Wade when you were first drafted. You couldn't stop talking about him and knew right away that he was going to be a special player. Are you getting the same vibe with Tyler, your bro, Cubano in North Carolina? I can't say I'm feeling the Wade vibe, but I am feeling that shooting vibe. And I love everything else about his offensive game, the handles, the passing, and the IQ. But he can shoot, man. Lights out. You can't teach that. You either got it or you don't. And he's a shooter. And in this league, you need as many people as possible. So I see star quality in that sense. Not superstar quality like Dwayne Wade. I'm all in this weekend for the fish. Taking the grandkids, got the RV, sleeping on Dania Beach, living the dream, bro. I need a win. My son says you don't need a personality to be a QB. I say, yeah, you do. Unless you're an absolute, like, flat out baller, then maybe you don't need a personality. But I think you need some kind of a personality. At quarterback, yes. I do believe you need something that works the locker room. Let's see.
Big O comes to mind. Who was the kid from New Orleans? Brooks? Was the kid's name Brooks, the quarterback?
Aaron Brooks.
Aaron Brooks.
Yeah, Green Bay trader.
Was a solid player, good player, but had zero personality, zero charisma. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And exactly what you're talking about, I would correlate it to him.
Yep. Miami politics might screw us all over again. #InterMiamiCF. It's Miami politics, man. Got a lot of texts, man. Thank you for the response here on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, 786-322-1105. Great. Fitzpatrick is the starter again. What a wonderful year this is going to be. We don't get to see our young QB develop. Yes, Fitzpatrick is going to turn this around. I guess we start watching Oregon games now because we're going to lose out on Tua and Burrow at this point. Bengals going to get Tua now. I don't know if he'll win or anything. I see, that's the thing. I'm not buying the Fitzpatrick Fitzmagic stuff. I just don't buy that. But I'm with you on this. Completely ridiculous idea to go with Fitzpatrick. It just is. How do you feel about B-Flow going back to Fitzpatrick instead of Rosen? I think I've said that already. I think it's a stupid-ass move. You stick with Rosen. You try to develop him. Fitzpatrick has no future whatsoever. Okay. It's crazy to start Fitzpatrick. There's no future with Fitz. Tommy Boy in Atlanta. Tommy Boy, you are correct, sir. I am from Brooklyn. What up, Big O? Missing you. This is an ass clown decision. Rosen is going to be up for damage. NFL goods. Sorry for the kid. Listen, man. I don't get any of this. You got to start him off. You got to play him. You got to try to develop him. That's your job as a coach, Chad O'Shea. That's your job as a coach, Brian Flores. Big O, LeBron is a racist. He has a double standard for race. He only cares about his money and black people. He doesn't care about other race suffering from other countries. Well, that's what it looks like. It may not be true, but unfortunately for NBA players, you can't say one life matters and then other lives don't matter as much because I've got my business involved in it. So it's not a LeBron thing, by the way. LeBron now is front and center because he put himself front and center. But this is an NBA thing. This makes the entire league and its players, and especially its stars, look absolutely terrible. Okay? So it's not just a LeBron thing, it's an NBA thing. Big O, I think Flores is pressing and putting a lot of pressure on himself in the front office and knows it. How funny, yesterday out of the owners' meetings, news comes out, Flores is safe for 2020. He's never been in a losing environment, Eugene and Homestead. His job was never at any risk whatsoever. That's a stupid report. It's a ridiculous report. They were never considering on firing him. His job has never been at risk. So it was just a dumb story that they put out there. I would prefer Fitz take the beating this week. He won't be here next year, but we might have Rosen as our backup. Bill's D-line is going to dominate our crappy O-line. I don't want to see Rosen in a season-ending injury this week. Yeah, listen, bro, get rid of the football. That's what you got to see. Did he learn that if you're playing a great team, a great defensive front, then get rid of the football? And if Buffalo brings that kind of front to this game, then adjust. Chad O'Shea, adjust. Call the game plan. Make the game plan where you're going to hit a lot of running backs, where you're going to hit the tight ends, where you're going to throw short passes. And let the playmakers try to make plays. That's what you need to do. By doing this, you're telling me that you're done with Josh Rosen. Everyone knows the businesses over there care only about money. They weren't getting praised like the NBA was for their social impact, so they're not the same. This ruins their image and shows them to just be like other businessmen. The social issue stuff here was just a show to improve their image. That's a great point. Now, when the NBA is fighting for social injustice, it doesn't carry a lot of weight now. Because you're only fighting for it when it benefits you. But when it doesn't, and it could hurt you, and it could hurt your pocket, you won't fight for the betterment of others. Because basically, the NBA doesn't care. That's their slogan, right? NBA cares? Well, unless you're Chinese. They only care about your money. They don't care about humanity. That's what the NBA is saying. That's what the Miami Heat are saying. That's what the Knicks are saying. That's what the Warriors are saying. That's what the NBA logo is saying. That's what LeBron and Steph Curry and Anthony Davis and every other player that's out there. That's what they're all saying. The NBA only cares about people in their country. The NBA doesn't care about China's people and what they could be going through and their fight for democracy and fighting communism and fighting a guy that has taken the rules out so he can be a dictator forever and he can't be voted out. That's what that's the perception the NBA puts out there. And that was a great text by you that you sent in. That's the image you are now portraying, NBA. Let's see. We have, 221 already interested in our trip to Vegas, NorCal says. That's amazing. YouTube fan says, oh, your Finns are drafting Tua. That's what that means. Okay. I mean, that's, you're right about that. There's no doubt that Flores just told me I've given up on Rosen. Flores just last week announced Rosen starting the rest of the year. Now he's going back on his word. No direction. Team not in alignment. They need to lose. But then you have a coach playing a veteran. That means absolutely nothing to the foundation you're supposed to be building. Greer needs to tell Flores about the big picture. Management setting up to lose while coach is trying to win isn't in alignment. Great watching on YouTube. Well, thank you for watching. I appreciate you. And thank you for sending in the text. And I can't argue with most of that. You've basically given up on Rosen, and that's not your job. Look, if Rosen goes out there this week and stinks it up again, okay, and he does it for a few games, then I can understand when you're benching him. But he did not do it for an entire game because he didn't play the entire game. And so you're not even giving him a chance to play through his mistakes. You're not giving him a chance to learn from his mistakes. Which, by the way, he's already up until this point a lot of times actually improved on his mistakes. So why not do it now? Bro, it's Miami. Those commissioners want to get greased. They want a little check under the table, Banana Republic style. You are right, sir, and you're wrong. No check. That leaves a paper trail. Money. Cash. Dinero. Okay? Benjamins. That's what they want.
You got a suitcase?
Suitcase, exactly. Bag. Whatever it is.
A duffel bag. A duffel bag's more casual,
yeah,
right?
No check, bro. No check. That leaves a paper trail.
And don't make that duffel bag a soccer item either, please.
And by the way, again, the response every day gets stronger with the downloads. You guys are spreading the word. The tweets, the accidentlawfirm.com text line is super active. As you saw, we just read like 20 there. Amazing. I could read more, but I'm not going to be here for 2 hours. We will eventually. We're still working on adding the phone calls and all that good stuff. But this is a great way to contact us. And I should, you know, I'm going to try to dedicate a segment every day to answering your texts. And that way you guys get an opportunity to get in on the program and talk about whatever we've been talking about for a few hours. Today we've gone now it's a fourth hour. Now you have a fourth hour. How about that? 4 hours today of rock and roll. That's strong. That's amazing. So it's good stuff. We thank everybody for tuning in as always. And again, you want to get in your question on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. You need to get a question in, a comment, an insult, a suggestion. Maybe you have an idea how we can improve the show. Maybe you're a sponsor and you want to be a part of the program that is growing every single day. And we thank all of you out there for supporting us. Sponsors, those of you listening, those of you watching, those of you downloading, thank you so much. Reach out to us on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. And once again, tomorrow we'll be at Toyota of Hollywood, 1841 State Road 7 in Hollywood. We'll see you out there, and we'll be out there broadcasting from 1 to 4 p.m., or who knows, maybe we'll go past 4. You never know on this show how long we're going to go. Anyway, thank you all. We love you. Be good out there. Great work by you, Bill, putting it all together. Be good.